It started out as just another Saturday morning in the garden. But as I rustled around, pulling out weeds from below the apple tree, something crawled up my jumper and bit me. And it hurt. Like, really hurt. Turns out the offending insect was the good old-fashioned bull ant. One of 89 such species of bull ants in Australia, and one of the 32 species that call Western Australia home.
And there's all different shapes and sizes.
Mark Widmer is Senior Technical Officer for Western Australia's Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development.
Some of them are actually small and black, some are large and red. They range in names from bull ant, bulldog ant, they call them sergeant ant, inch ants, jumper ants or jumper jack ants, so they've got a variety of names. And yeah, they're one of the few ants that are actually gifted with the power of sight, and that's why they seem to, you know, come rampaging out of their mounds to attack an intruder.
I was shocked at the level of toxicity, I guess, really, and the pain it inflicted. Why would an ant of that size, you know, this particular ant was about, I guess, the size of a matchstick, perhaps, in length.
Yeah.
Why would it need such venom?
Yeah, I mean, they're a large ant. They're among the world's largest ant, and it's the tail end that does the damage. It's got a stinger in the tail, which injects a venom, and that's what hurts so much. They're capable of biting, but it's no more than a mechanical nip. But, yeah, that tail end does have a powerful sting, and they'll sting you if they think you're interrupting with their colony, with the nest. And, of course, that's their future. They want to protect the queen and the brood, you know, all the eggs and the larvae and the pupae in there. But otherwise than that, they're just as happy to go along their business and leave everything alone unless you restrict their movement. And some people accidentally, you know, put their hand on them, and that's when they'll sting. It's only in their defence. It just hurts more than most other things.
I was wearing a jumper, and it actually still managed to penetrate that and inflict its sting.
Yeah, they're probably pretty good at that, because a lot of their foe, or the people, you know, the animals that they want to send away, would be hairy things. You know, think of a dog, for example. To penetrate the hairs of a dog and actually get it into the dermis is a bit of a tricky task. So they're probably predisposed for that very thing. They'll find a weak point between the fabric of your jumper and send the sting into that.
Okay, then, so also just to clarify, so I was actually stung and not bitten.
That's right. It's the tail end that does the damage, that has the painful part. And, you know, in that regard, it's the same as a bee. They have a sting in the tail and a venom gland in the abdomen, and that's, you know, to ward off, that's their main weapon, to ward off what they consider as an intruder or a threat.
And like bees, do they die after they bite or they sting?
No, they just go back and tell all their nest mates that they caught someone. They don't have barbed sting. Honeybees have a barbed stinger, so they can't remove it once they sting their victims, but, you know, ants don't. So they can just pull the stinger out and go along their daily business as normal. And that will happen if they get caught in their clothing, and it happened to me as a child. I got a few of them down my shirt, and they just kept stinging and stinging and stinging.
It's quite traumatic, isn't it? I'm just getting sort of goose flesh just thinking about that.
Well, yeah, I've developed a very, very healthy respect for them since that moment. Yeah, that's true. You don't forget something like that.
Okay, so I guess then myself and this particular ant colony are locked in a bit of a stalemate. Like I said, I know that they're there. However, they're kind of right near an apple tree that I hope to be able to sort of harvest a bit of fruit from.
Mm.
What's best practice here? How do we achieve some sort of stalemate?
Well, I mean, obviously the most dramatic outcome would be to you to destroy the colony, but they're a native colony, and of course a lot of people don't want to do that. So they've invested quite an amount. Some ants are just opportunic nesters, but the Myrmecia, the genus that is the bull ants, they actually invest quite a lot of effort to build quite elaborate mounds, sometimes up to 2 meters deep with several different chambers. So they're not going to be easily discouraged to move from that place. So you're up against it. You know, you could work at night when they're not active, but then, of course, you can't see what's going on. So it's a hard one.